From the News Center, a news focus.
As Heart Month continues, we're looking at your heart with Dr. John Pfeiffer, an interventional cardiologist at Evangelical Hospital in Lewisburg. The doctor says progress is being seen in these areas.
So we've seen some good medications over the last few years. Entresto is a medicine for heart failure that's seeing more and more use. Repatha is a medicine for cholesterol. It's very good at lowering the bad cholesterol. There's been sort of a steady march towards less invasive procedures. Aortic valve replacements, for instance. The aortic valve separates the main pumping chamber from the big blood vessel that comes out of the heart, and that can become tight. The traditional way to fix this was open heart surgery, and that's worked very well over the years for, you know, literally millions of people, but it was always a big operation. A less invasive procedure called a transcatheter aortic valve replacement has become more and more common. You're typically talking about 1 to 3 days in the hospital, a lot shorter recovery time. We're going to have heart disease for a long time. There is a lot of focus on prevention. There's both modifiable and unmodifiable risk factors. Modifiable things like high blood pressure, diabetes. The big one is smoking, of course. Some things are unmodifiable. Your age, obviously. Your family history. I think we're going to see more of this in the future. We're sort of at the early stages, not just in cardiology, but medicine in general, where we're starting to see, one, both a better understanding of the genetics that underlie a lot of disease, but also treatments for them. I think the landscape over the next probably 10 to 20 years really is going to change. Smoking is, I think, still the number one modifiable risk factor. Diet is a little bit trickier. I don't think that we have sort of a clear diet, say, this is the diet you should definitely take to avoid heart disease. Some people advocate more of a plant-based diet. I tend to sort of preach moderation in everything. I tell people, you know, stick with common sense, fruits and vegetables. Well, most importantly, you know, be careful with the modifiable risk factors. If you have any concerning symptoms, talk to your doctor about them.
Dr. John Pfeiffer of Evan with a WPGM News Focus. I'm Matthew James.